This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how judges are recanting, but voter suppression is going into overdrive. Explain to me how, in a rational world, hunting licenses in Texas can be an acceptable form of voter identification, but a student ID from the University of Texas cannot be. Stumped, aren't you? How exactly does North Carolina's cutting back on early voting by 1 week ensure the sanctity of the ballot there? These are simple examples of the lengths that Republican-dominated states are willing to go now that the dogs have been let out by the Supreme Court on voter suppression. Even the judges are asking for forgiveness and mouthing mea culpa. Judge Posner of the Federal Appeals Court, who wrote the majority opinion in an Indiana case a couple of years ago upholding their IDs, is now saying his "I'm sorry" statement since he was unhappy at how his verdict has been twisted to greenlight voter suppression. Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens said much the same thing the other day to the Wall Street Journal. Columnists Cokie and Stephen Roberts cited an overlooked report by the Ohio Republican Secretary of State from 2012 that found that of 5.63 million ballots cast in a state, he thought, you understand, that there were 163 so-called possible cases of voter fraud. Possible means not proven and, in fact, not even processed legally, just votes with a question mark. But even if these were stone-cold cases of fraud, which, as I've said, they decidedly were not, it would be an incidence of one out of every 41,704 ballots or voters who cast their ballot there in Ohio. Let all of our problems be so minor in this democracy. The Justice Department, regardless of the Supreme Court's enabling of all this mischief by relaxing the voter rights preclearance protections, is suing in North Carolina and is clear about voter IDs and their racial impact. Since African American residents are 22% of North Carolina's population, but 34% of those without government-issued IDs. Not surprisingly, blacks also accounted for 41% of voters using same-day registration and 29% for early voting, which the Republicans are also trying to restrict, of course. This is a classic case of supposed solutions looking for problems to fix, since all of this is about voter suppression, not voter fraud. All of this is nothing but a rationale from the right. A great Acorn leader in Arkansas named Bill Whipple, now gone many years, used to repeat to me regularly the rhetorical question of whether or not I knew the correct definition for the word rationale, which he would then quickly provide, saying that a rationale is nothing more than a lie in the skin of a reason. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.